Congratulations!
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kay Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
If you're noticing a difference in our sound today, it's because we threw a generous donation from Weston Teruya.
Yeah.
We were able to buy a new little mic stand.
Next time you see Weston, go ahead and give him a high five. Or
and
a big hug.
We're going to get a nice little engraving on this.
Oh, we
the
should.
Weston Teruya.
Can you like carefully paint something
donation.
On there?
Sure. Some gold leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Moving right along, I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
Do you have any phobias?
That's an interesting question. I don't think so. I'm very afraid of dying.
I was going to ask, like, if you have any phobias. Okay, do you have any phobias? And if so, how do you deal with them? But I'm not sure how you would deal with being afraid of dying. I mean,
I just try never to think
about
it.
I'm not sure if that can be considered a phobia. I feel like everyone has that.
Just basic right? survival instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or as Freud would say, the life instinct. I think that's what it's
really?
Called. And then there's also the death.
Freud.
There's also the death instinct, though, where
Which
you want to go back to the state you were in before you were born.
Is that death, though?
It's like non-being.
Non-being.
Freud.
So I was talking to a friend of ours.
Oh, yes.
And they have a major phobia of rats. Major.
Uh-huh.
And not just even...
Are they an artist?
They're an artist.
Okay, great. Tying it back in.
Of course they're an artist.
Go on.
We were just discussing this. And so... Not just a phobia of like a real rat, like of course a real rat would probably freak most of us out, but just any picture of a rat, any reference to a rat, anything is just completely
I knew
freak
somebody
this
that had
out.
That with owls.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this person was telling me that her girlfriend once got her a book of rats just as a joke, a funny joke to each other.
Why would you do that? Well,
cause,
it's terrible.
Because there's this also this fascination, like you have this major fear of something, but you're also fascinated with it, this weird sort of polar pool.
This sounds like some art.
Art bullshit.
Art person.
Anyhow, I wanted to get to the point of the girlfriend got her the book. She couldn't help but read the book, but she was also scared of the book. And then the girlfriend took the book and taped up every single picture of a rat in the book so that she could read the book without being totally frightened
Aww,
to paranoia.
Oh, that's darling.
Isn't it very sweet?
These
so I thought that was... These
lesbians.
Are queer artists.
That's a very lesbian gift.
Oh, is it?
I
it was
say
very
so.
Sweet.
Lots of caring. Yeah.
Caring, but also a little bit tortury.
Sure.
Well,
that's odd.
Anyhow, I just thought it was a funny way of dealing with the phobia.
Good advice there for listeners.
If you have a partner or a friend who has a phobia, why don't you just cover up any picture of that
Cheap
thing?
Cheap gift.
A book with
Easy.
Pictures cut
and
out.
I'm going to win you a lot of points because there's some effort that went into that and some thought. Speaking of arts and culture, the last installment of Directions Taken, Directions Given.
By Michael Swain.
Instigated
the beloved.
By Michael Swain. Featuring 24 Bay Area performers.
Including
from
Kate.
All genres of art, including myself. Also Jennifer Wofford.
Jim Melchert.
Ann Walsh. Kevin Chin. And many more. So each of the 24 artists made... directions that were then given to someone they didn't know they were going to go to. And so the artist follows the directions that they were anonymously given. They don't know who they came from. Really, I think the order of the artist seemed logical. Like Jim Melchert kind of inspired the project. So his directions were the first enacted and he was the last to enact the directions from someone else.
Right.
So that was by design. And then I think it was kind of I don't know. It was kind of funny. Like it seemed
sometimes
like
it seemed pretty random. I mean, as far as like that doesn't
pairings.
Really seem to fit into that person's practice, but great.
Yeah, I don't think it was. That probably was by design too.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were like, who could do this one?
Who could yeah. handle it? Who could take it on?
Yeah, mine turned out. I hated mine, but then it turned out to be perfect for me.
I missed your performance.
You sure did.
I just your picture's all over the fucking advertisement for the for the piece though. You
it
and
was
your.
A, good experience
your
for
red
me.
Onesie with pom-poms.
I think I worked through a lot of personal issues through that performance.
Cool.
It's all about football. There's gonna be videos of all this stuff out and there's a book I think you can still buy the book.
I'm sure.
From SOEX. Go to their website and you can see all the directions and do them yourself.
It's kind of funny because I was reflecting on this and this might not be a popular thing for me to say out
loud.
Oh,
that's okay.
And I feel like often in the I only went to two of the performance evenings, and I have to say that I feel like a lot of the performances weren't necessarily successful as performances within in themselves, but as a night of performances and with the ideas, the concept of the performance series was really interesting, and I think as a group they're really interesting together.
Sure.
It's interesting to see how those different artists kind of make sense of the directions, and it's, I think the whole, I mean, it's a brilliant idea, I think, but it's also funny to try to think of them as individual performances and what they mean, or do they come across strongly. All, not all of them do. Some of them are wonderful.
Necessarily going to launch anyone's career.
Performance career?
Trajectory.
Yeah.
Some, though, yes.
Well, because there were some that, I mean, fit so in the pocket, and some that were so outside of the pocket.
We got a few things. We had our ramble came back last week, and sure enough, we forgot a couple of things we wanted to mention, including...
The Arab Film Festival is coming up in October here, October 16th through 25th at multiple venues throughout the Bay Area. Check out their website. Really good films.
Time for a story from Maysoon's art outings.
I went on an art outing this Saturday, and we went to one gallery. It's sort of a newish space down there. And
which will not be named.
Which will not will be, it be named.
Are you going to name names?
I don't know. I'm so bad at, like, sucking it up.
You mean sucking up?
Sucking up.
Or sucking it up? Just sucking like it up is like when you get hurt and you have to keep going and you just walk it up.
Right, just sucking it up and, just like, letting it out.
Yeah.
Being like...
Okay, just go on.
Anyhow, we went to this gallery, and the show was by this artist who I know fairly well, and we were talking to the gallery, the person who was attending the gallery, who I assume was one of the curators or...
So, you, just to set the scene a little more, the artist is there with you?
No.
No. Okay, so this person's just... Okay, got it.
The person who's at the gallery is just running the gallery. It's not the artist at all.
Like, she wasn't there.
The artist was not present.
Okay, go on.
Nor was it a Marina Abramovich. So we were talking about the work, because the work is somewhat elusive if you don't know anything about it. It's a little bit hard.
Challenging.
Challenging. A little hard to grasp right away, I think. And so it does, to some degree, require some explanation. However, I didn't really need the amount of explanation that I got from this person.
Because you, like, know the artist very
well. Because I know
the
artist.
On a
personal
level.
Yeah, definitely. So this guy was just, it just was driving me crazy because he just was talking at me for so long. And I wanted to just, there was part of me that sort of recognized him as like a new curatorial studies sort of graduate and who was just like genuinely so excited that he just couldn't help himself, right? He was so excited with his ideas and what he was thinking and this particular artist and the space and the next show. Yeah, he was just like, so excited, and I was like, you're just talking at me, can you just please take a break for a second? It was driving me kind of crazy, even though I knew he meant well. So sort of one of these things where you're like, are you being an asshole or are you not being an asshole? What's going on here?
Very diplomatic telling of that story.
Thank you. But the one thing that was really hysterical to me, and also just like when we left the gallery, my friend and I, who were I was going around with that day, were just cracking up about, he said something along the lines of, he was having dinner with friends the night before, and they were discussing the sort of like dilemma of the millennium, of the millennial, excuse me, which he identifies as a millennial. So he was saying how he was discussing with his other millennial friends about how, you know, people say that millennials are self-absorbed and kind of full of themselves and assholes and do whatever they want and don't give a damn.
Is that what every generation says about the next one?
Well, but so then he went on to say that they kind of determined or decided that, you know what, we have a right to be this way because the future, like the generation before us, fuck shit up for us. So we have the right to be, you know, totally absorbed and entitled and self-centered. And I was sort of like, are you fucking kidding me? It just made me kind of like even more explode a little bit in my head.
Wait, we can talk about this.
I don't know if we can talk
about it. As a millennial, I can represent my people.
Okay. If you want.
Okay.
If you feel like you want to identify with that.
I do.
Contribution.
Well, I'm born in the 80s.
Anyhow, I was
just... Did you want to talk to a millennial about it?
Me?
I'm open for questions.
Not really, but...
Okay.
I just think I guess I just think it's an obnoxious thing to say.
I understand the idea. This guy sounds like a little bit of a doucher.
Kind of.
But I understand when it's that, when it's like the baby boomers talking about the millennials saying like, oh, you guys suck. You just need to blah, blah, blah. You know, we had a huge economic collapse. Doesn't excuse like having Instagram every meal you eat.
Yeah. Or
I know 60-year-olds that Instagram every meal they eat. You don't ever feel like that?
Like I've been screwed by like the previous generations?
Yeah.
Not really.
Really?
I guess I don't think of it that way.
I don't know. You're kind of, I don't feel like we're in different generations, but.
No. I don't either. I guess I just
You don't
feel
identify
like,
as a Generation X?
No.
You didn't listen to Manic Monday?
I've never had like a major identity thing going on.
With your age group?
With many groups.
With people in your cohort.
Yeah, I feel pissed off that our government made really bad decisions around like global warming and climate change and is continuing to do so, but I'm not going to
say. And bad economic
choices. I'm not
going to
be like, oh, well, because of that, I have liberty and entitlement to act like a fucking douchebag. Like, I don't understand.
I feel
that.
Like this guy was making an argument that is like a well-trod argument that I agree with that side, but it sounds like he just explained it badly.
Wait, what's your take on that? That you feel like you can be in kind of an entitled asshole because people fucked you over?
No, I just
think what's the tried argument that you're talking about?
The dialogue about millennials is that they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They like, you know, like the whole thing about like boomerang kids moving back in with their parents. But like the reality is like we're still in a recession. Like we face one of the biggest economic downturns since the Great Depression. So
right.
And I think putting that all on the generation that is like the ones coming up in that, like the people who are supposed to be like buying houses and starting families now, mm-hmm. and they're not doing that because they're like lazy and they don't want to grow up and blah blah blah.
I see. I guess I don't think of millennials that way.
There's been lots of articles written that are saying like this generation is just like trapped in perpetual childhood. But it's like it's hard to buy a house when they're $2 million.
Yeah.
And there's no fucking jobs and everything sucks. And that's not the fault of the like 25-year-olds, 28-year-olds, whatever.
No, it sure isn't.
It's the fucking fault of the fucking bastards that didn't regulate the financial market and blah, blah, blah.
It's the fault of the baby boomers. All those assholes.
Yeah, but they also got screwed by the previous generation sending them to fight in Vietnam.
See, that's the other thing. I feel like everyone got screwed by some previous generation.
Yeah. So and it's let's like, all get together, get the generations together, hold hands, and vote for Bernie Sanders.
I think everyone should just shut up and like, just mind their own business.
There's a show happening at the San Jose Museum of Art that went to half of it. It opened in pieces. Half of it was open like a while ago. And now the rest of it's open and the rest of it is a much bigger one. And it's about like the military and surveillance and technology. And there's a video game and there's art by Haroon Faraki,
mm-hmm.
who's dead.
Oh,
I forgot he was dead. And I saw the curator at a thing and I was like, oh, is he going to be at the opening?
Uh-huh.
And she was like, well, he's passed on, unfortunately.
That's okay.
I felt like a
huge dick. He was dead.
Yep. And I was like, well, it'd be really weird if he showed up then.
That's a good response.
He's dead.
Right.
Anyhow, his work is amazing. He's a fantastic artist. And I want to go to that show. So if anybody wants to give me a ride down to San Jose. Another horrible nightmare that's been going on in the Bay Area for the past week or so is those goddamn Blue Angel Jets. Has it been the past week? What's that Navy week? Fleet week. Man, you got the damn planes. It's never ending. Christian Frock called it the military ejaculating across the sky.
I hate them.
Yep. They're
I
loud.
I really hate them.
It's like motorcycles that can go over the entire Bay
it's
Area.
It's worse. It's terrible.
Put a stop to it. Let's send a petition around.
Can you start a petition like you started the survey? Oh, whatever happened with the survey?
Oh, survey is still going. I don't even know if we ever announced that on the podcast.
I think we did.
I edited it out.
Oh.
Anyhow, if you go to our website, congratulationspinetree.com, you can go ahead and take our listener survey. It's a real quick one.
Has anyone responded to the survey?
Yeah, we've had many responses.
Any good?
Like three. Yeah, great responses. Did you take it?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Oh, you did? You're probably the second one on there. That's funny to me. So
I was trying to be anonymous a little bit.
I think
you probably figured it out.
Anyhow, get on there. We're taking suggestions for people to interview, asking about your astrological sign. It'll probably take a grand total of 3 to 10 minutes. You don't get anything out of it except the satisfaction in knowing that you've helped us know a little bit more.
At some point, we'll make a chart for you.
Yep.
We'll make a chart or a graph and we'll post it on the site.
We won't say when.
Nope, sure won't. It'll be a surprise. Hey, speaking of surprises.
Oh, yeah.
We still owe people something.
Oh, yeah. We got to send our prizes out. Those are coming, people. Oh, everybody that did the old secret something that only
secret
you know about.
Secret from our audio tour.
Your prize is coming. Hey, everybody, you still got time to apply for the Real Time and Space Residency Program. It's only $7 to apply. You won't find a deal that good because you get a $500 stipend and studio space at Real Time and Space, a co-op studio space out here in beautiful Oakland, California, heart of Chinatown.
You can be neighbors with Kate.
And I got a studio there, so you can come and visit me. That's optional. I'll also leave you alone if you want me to. And come make some art and give a talk. You get to give a talk. That's awesome. There's going to be beer at the talk. You can get some beer for free, probably, depending on who's bringing it.
Are there unlimited pretzels?
There may or may not be unlimited pretzels, bottomless pretzels. And go ahead and apply for that. I'll put a link to that again in the underworld. The deadline for that is November 1st.
Coming up. It's coming up real soon, people.
Maybe we could do an incantation or an affirmation for all the people out there who may in the last 2 years have gotten some kind of humanities degree, studio art degree, something that may or may not at this moment seem to have limited job prospects and maybe are having trouble continuing their creative practice.
Aww.
Because they're struggling to
get a job,
get food and shelter.
Shit, really?
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's give some P vibes. Positive vibes.
Take some time to do things that you love.
Like laying in the grass. It's free. If you got grass around somewhere, trees, They're great.
Take some time to look up at the stars at night.
Chill with some birds.
Chill with some birds. Maybe climb a tree. Maybe don't climb a tree.
But most importantly, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just perfect the way you are.
That's true.
You're going to be fine. It's all going to come together.
Give us a call.
419-351-6606.
We're here for you.
Or you can email us congratulationspietree@gmail.com. That's the best we got. Back here in Oakland, California, giving a quick little roundtable discussion about tonight's Democratic debate. This is Tuesday night, FYI. Talking to artist and arts educator David Moore.
And can we add conspiracy theorist to the list?
Yes, I'm very excited about that. And art collector and art enthusiast Laura Curtis.
Hello.
And, of course, our research assistant, Katie Kondo.
Hi there.
Tonight's debate, I have to say, was a breath of fresh air after the circuses that we've seen with the 40,000 Republicans running for office.
There weren't any too many jabs they were doing against each other, and they just really stuck to the policy, and that was really cool to see, especially in contrast to the Republican debate.
Yeah, I was there for the zingers, though.
There were a couple intense moments where Jim Webb, who was the Vietnam veteran, probably the most far right of these Democrats, and Bernie Sanders had a little moment because Bernie Sanders was a conscientious objector to the Vietnam War. And this guy fought. And apparently, I don't know what happened, because at one point they asked him, what enemy are you most proud of having? And Jim Webb was like, the guy that injured me in the war, but he's not here to talk about it or something like that. Did he kill that guy?
I think he definitely killed that guy. I do think that Bernie and him had a sweet little exchange, though, when Bernie was like, thank you for your service. And that seemed like a nice moment. I'm also there for the sweet moments, too, not just the zingers. But but yeah, he definitely killed that guy. It seems like either he did or someone he was with killed that guy. But yeah, I think he was injured by a grenade. We should Google what the injury was specifically and if he killed the guy.
Laura, you were talking about the quote that Hillary Clinton made about the Chinese. Could you remind us of that?
Well, I was just saying that when she said that her and Obama were hunting the Chinese, that I feel like people are probably going to take that out of context and turn it into some video somewhere.
She said, we were literally hunting the Chinese. We're all art people here. Are you concerned at all about how whoever gets this position, the President of the United States, how that's going to affect arts and culture in America?
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, I don't think they're going to do anything to help us. Maybe. Well, I mean, talking about education, I think there's, yeah, good things said about education. So, and yeah, Bernie, very strong supporter of the full free ride. I think that, you know, I think I can connect that. I can stretch and connect that to art and art education, I guess. So there you go. That's positive.
A few people were talking about a new deal. I think Hillary Clinton said that particular phrase. And in the New Deal, there were programs to employ artists. So I wonder if that would be an option on the table.
Another point that was made tonight by that same person who was talking about the moon mission, which was O'Malley. I forget his first name. God, O'Malley was actually pretty good. He kept talking about Maryland being a utopia, which blew my mind because I don't think about Maryland ever. Lincoln Cafferty or Coffrey, Caffarelli, Chaffrey, whatever the fuck that guy was a fucking nutball. Remember him being, he was like trying to excuse that he voted for like, one to make it so the NSA can spy on everyone.
Patriot Act.
Caffer Rafferty made an excuse that his dad had just died and he was brand new and that's why he voted to like kill all humans.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Anderson Cooper was super snappy and I just have to say snaps to Anderson Cooper because he kept that shit on lock and I was pretty impressed because he totally went back when Chaffee said that, you know, oh, my dad had died and was my first day in office. And Anderson Cooper was like, is that how you're going to act as president?
Other slogans you wanted to throw out to the Bernie supporters?
Burn after reading. Was that a movie? Yeah.
Yes.
Burn the house down. Said that one. Burn your bra.
I think what inspired me the most about what Bernie Sanders said is kind of what Obama's rhetoric was when he was first running for office, was just that no elected official is going to solve all the problems. It's people power that really makes things happen. And I think that people love that. And it's kind of funny because then they get excited about that. They vote for that person. They're really voting for the idea that they can do something themselves.
I do like the call to revolution. I feel like shouldn't that be everybody's like talking point, like in a debate? Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I like that just as a like viewpoint.
What I don't like is when people plug their website. I feel like that is a little tacky. Just say, come join me. I think that's what Clinton said, maybe. Someone said that. And people know how Google works. You don't need to plug your URL.
Thank you all so much for coming out to the New Parkway and watching the debate tonight, supporting a local Oakland business, and having a very impromptu and sudden chit-chat with me and being totally good-humored about it. This has been CPT on Politics.
Pick of the week. So this weekend, I went to some shows, and I have to say, you guys gotta go to Cheryl Haynes and see the show there. It's
Who's
by
that?
This artist from Barcelona, who I think is maybe in his, like, he's definitely mid-career, probably in his 50s or something. His name, I believe, is Wame Plensa. But they're these really incredible bronze life, well, they're about 8 foot tall bronze sculptures of women's faces. And they're just so unusual and like nothing I've ever seen. I was pretty floored by them, and it's totally not the kind of work that I would generally gravitate towards. It was pretty exciting. It was really exciting. Anyhow, that's my pick of the week. I really recommend you guys go. It's open through, the show will be up through October 31st.
They got great staff there.
They got great staff. Oh my God, my other pick of the week. Dude, museum and gallery staff. A+. A+ this week. I went to like 7 different shows this weekend. Everyone was so friendly and warm and wanted to talk about the work and was just, it was like the most different experience I've ever had in the art world in San Francisco specifically.
Hell yeah.
I was very impressed. I'm like, I don't know what happened, but everyone is all of a sudden fucking friendly and saying hi and just being normal human beings to me, which is great.
Expectations are low.
Well, the gallery scene, yeah, typically speaking, totally. It's pretty low.
Yeah.
Too bad for you, galleries.
I guess my pick of the week, we kind of mentioned it in the ramble, but this weekend I'm going to Star Trek Live with Persia at Oasis. That's my pick of the week.
Cool.
I hope I see you there, listener.
Where's Oasis?
In Soma.
Is it a bar? Is it a club?
It's like a weird cabaret. It's got a bar and then a stage in the back. Like you go through a door and then you're in like a small theater. Anyhow, that's our
pick of the week.
Congratulations. You listened to another episode of Congratulations Pine Tree.
Whoop whoop.